Oklahoma Orthopedic Center.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
And it is a community connection this morning. We'll get the opportunity, as we frequently do on the first Friday of a month, to talk county business, and we'll mix that up a little bit with some re-election talk with County Commissioner Mike Dunlap. Mike, if the voters don't know, you are up for re-election to your post as District 3 County Commissioner, but how's things going for you in District 3 on a Friday morning?
Well, thank you for asking, Charlie. Of course, it's a beautiful morning. I'm glad to be out and around. A lot of things going on. I'm just sitting here thinking I have got four bridges right now in various stages of development, and I say that because that's actually the way it works. The first year, you know, you've hired an engineer to design the project for you, and then in the second year, you're acquiring property and looking at utility relocation, and then the third year is actually when the construction begins. And so each one of those bridges is in a different phase, but I've actually got one that I'm contracting through the county, not with ODOT, the Oklahoma Department of Transportation. I'm bad about using acronyms when I talk because that's what we get used to, unfortunately. But that bridge is being built. I hired an engineer, the county hired an engineer themselves, and we lit the project out for bids. I was extremely pleased. I had seven contractors bid the project, and the price range was from $230,000 to $130,000. So the bridge is being built on Road 3990 between 36 and 3700 east-west roads. I know the majority of my listeners have no idea where that is, but that is important in the south end of the county because I need to get this bridge built and completed, because when the next bridge I have in the till comes along, this is where I'm going to reroute the traffic. It will just go a mile out of the way instead of having to travel 3 miles back to Highway 75, cross the highway, go south or north, and then go cross the highway again. Obviously wanted to prevent that from happening, and this bridge had been out for a while, and so it became more important to get it accomplished, and I'm really, really pleased. Of course, this is stuff I enjoy. This is what I grew up doing. What I like to do is build things and see things being built. This will be a concrete structure, actually a concrete base, and three columns will be formed and poured, and then a concrete bridge surface, and you know, a lot of structural rebar and structural steel, and so it's just something that's fun to me and something I enjoy what's being done.
Well, and
I'm really wanting. I'm sorry, but I'm really wanting to get my goal. One of the things I want to do is one of the reasons I'm continuing to run for office. I really want to get all the bridge structures up to ODOT and federal compliant in my end of the district. So then we can start focusing more on the surface of the roads. But there's no reason, you know, if you can't get across the bridge, it doesn't matter how good the road is. And so this is really my focus. I want to get these done so then we can focus more on resurfacing, getting the roads to where I would like for them to be. I mean, I think they're decent now. They're far from perfect, but it's a continual maintenance issue. And that's my objective. That's something I've really wanted to accomplish, and hopefully in the next 4 years and this next summer we can get that accomplished.
Well, I know nationally the stories came out, I don't remember exactly, 6 to 8 years ago, nationally the survey was done about the dead and decaying bridges across the country, and a couple of positives. Washington County, you in particular, are working diligently to try to either repair, rehabilitate, or replace bridges, and there's been a good number of bridges replaced. The three of you county commissioners kind of you're a small body, only three people, but you tend to bring different things to the table, and you mentioned one of the things you brought to the table initially is that love for construction. You were kind of the go-to guy on building the jail, and now you're working on bridges.
Well, thank you for bringing that up, because it's almost like I never left the construction industry. My first year in office, we were building the new Washington County Health Department, and I sat in on every construction meeting and you know, would visit the job site from time to time. And then when the correctional facility was approved and passed, and the same type of situation, I attended all the construction meetings and was usually there two or three times a week, just because that was what I grew up doing, what I enjoyed to do. And I really enjoyed watching that, because, you know, the construction and completion of that. And, you know, and then we moved because we had some extra funds. available because that contract came in way under budget. We're able to do significant improvements in the judicial building and the administrative building. So, and obviously, I was right there every day with those. So it's just, I just really feel like my career in the private sector actually trained me well for what I do in the public sector. You know, work, I've worked with a lot of construction people in my life, and it just was kind of a, it was really just a natural fit for me is the way I felt about it.
And you said this current bridge that you're working on is being built with primarily county doing the work as opposed to bringing in a contractor.
You know, this will be, we have done a lot of bridges in the past. Commissioners before me, Lee Chu, Jim Sheets, they did a fabulous job. They put together, they bought a crane and room, and they, just to be really honest, the county can build a bridge quite a bit cheaper than ODOT can build a bridge because we don't fall under all the federal guidelines, the environmental, a one-year environmental engineering survey that has to be done. And those two had the foresight to realize that. So they've really got me in a good position. And the bridges that are left, this one we're doing is one that's more size, that fits the size of what we can do. There's two bridges left on what I refer to as the old highway. The natives will know what that is. Then they're long span bridges that really that ODOT needs to build, and they will do that. They're beyond our ability. But for many years, the county crew had a bridge crew, and we built some pretty significant bridges ourselves that meets ODOT and federal requirements and federal load limits. And I want to brag because in the northern county, Mitch Handel, commissioner up there, he's only got one bridge left. Commissioner Bouvier's down to round two. I have four left, but I had 47 in all. It's kind of amazing. Washington County has a lot of bridge structures because the Caney River winds through it, and we're kind of a low-lying county, so we've got as many bridges as our county as some of the large counties in the western part of the state have, just because of the geography of the area.
How unusual is it anymore for county crews to work on bridges like what you're doing now?
Well, you know, I talk to a lot of county commissioners. There are still some that do. There's not a significant number. There may be a third of the counties across the state where they actually have a crew that builds bridges. But when you get out in the far western part of the state, just not that many bridges, period. So it's not an issue out there like, obviously, like it is here.
Well, and that says something that I guess so you can say best use of local dollars then as far as, you know, employing your crews that are already county employees. And I know that you've taken a lot of time making sure that they have the schooling, the certification, the training that they need to be able to get the job done and do it right the first time.
Hey, thank you for bringing that up because that's something I really might encourage my people to do. Oklahoma State University offers a road, they call it Road Scholar. I call it ROADS program, but it's a road management program where these young guys, they are, our men have been educated in how to read a set of bridge plans, soils, they know soils types, soil studies. We have monthly safety classes that we have in the barn, or in, I say the barn in the county shop. It's a continuing education deal. Some of my guys are certified in bridge welding. You know, I want taxpayers to know, I've had people who are really conscientious of what they do. I mean, it really tickles me because some of these guys I'd worked with in the private sector, so I'd known them in the past. And I knew their work ethic and their pride in what they do. And with limited resources, I'm going to go and tell you this story because this is how proud I am of them. You know, if you're going to do a mile of city street, curb and gutter, say 26 feet wide from back of curb to back of curb, 6-inch slab, and if you did it on a 12-inch gravel base, you know, that was properly installed, you're talking about $1 million project. My budget for an entire year, salaries, payoff equipment, and material is $1.2 million. And I just think the guy's a miracle worker is what they're able to accomplish with the budget we operate under. And they have a great attitude. There's some criticism that comes our way, and they handle it really well. And they go out and try to, resolve the issues or resolve any issues that come up. And it's just really a pleasure to be around people like this. So kudos to those guys. It's not me, it's him. But it's been a pleasure to be a part of that group.
We haven't talked about it recently, Mike, but I know in the past you've also leveraged Cherokee Nation dollars as part of some of your projects to get the taxpayers the best bang for their buck and doing some intergovernmental agreements like that.
Charlie, thank you so much for bringing that up. I really appreciate that. The last project we did, Matoka Bridge, and I would really encourage people to drive out that direction, take Gap Road or take 2400 and just drive through the little community of Matoka. It's a beautiful little community, but this bridge that was installed is absolutely gorgeous. I'm at an engineering district meeting in July a few years ago, and the Robert Endicott from the Cherokee Nation got up and said, if you have a bridge ready to go, then there's some federal money available, but it's got to be ready by done by October 1st. And caught him after the meeting and said, hey, at Matoka Bridge, I know we have nation members living on the road. Can you help us? Within 2 months, we had a check for $700,000 on an $800,000 bridge. Now, what that does for me is that allows me to move all my programs in the eight-year plan forward a year because I've got that money, you know, in the program from outside, which brings, I'm using my hands to talk, and I know nobody can see that, which brings me forward 1 year in every bridge project I'm doing. And also, you know, when I first came into office, they helped us overlay Road 2900 into Oshawada off of 75, which was a $300,000 project that they committed $150,000 to. And then last year they helped me with what we call a big tomato, or Road 3950 for a mile, chip and seal at $25,000. I've had well over $1 million help from them. And, you know, Mitch and Mike have too. They've been a tremendous partner in the county, and I just intensely appreciate that. Also, you know, you think about the entertainment facility on the road that's down by Ramona. It hires a lot of people. And we've got the new medical facility just to the east of Oshawada that hires a lot of people. So, yeah, they've been a great partner in Washington County, Charlie, and I really appreciate Dick Clay and the work that's done. Nothing but kudos to the group and to the nation.
Well, we're talking with County Commissioner Mike Dunlap this morning, and Community Connection will continue in just a moment on 1400 K1.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process, and which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
Continuing our time with County Commissioner Mike Dunlap this morning on 1400 K1. And Mike, you talked a little bit about leveraging those dollars from the Cherokee Nation, not only to do bridge work, but to repair and rehabilitate roads around the county. I know the city has a regular road repair program, schedule, calendar, whatever verb you or word you want to use about it. They're evaluating the streets here in town all the time. Is that something similar to what you do in the county?
Either I drive the roads every other week or my road foreman does, and we already have in mind the road that we want to, the roads, the work we want to do this summer. You know, we've got Road 3900 from 75 over to the Rogers County line. It's an enormous amount of truck traffic, and we just haven't been able to get to it in a lot of years. We're going to redo that road this year. We've had some significant truck traffic out of Tulsa County north on one of our roads that have done a lot of damage, too. And I've actually talked to city manager over in Collinsville about the issue, and they've agreed to pay for or to help pay for the improvements to those roads when they're through. And you know, my philosophy on that has always been the roads are there just for the economy to transport goods and services around the county where they need to go. And I realize big trucks are going to have to be on our roads from time to time. It's not the ideal situation, but we try to maintain the roads to where they can do that. I know sometimes they have to get off the major highway system and onto these minor systems. And it is hard on our roads, but it's just part of the process. And, you know, we're not going to try to keep people off of them. We want goods and services to move around the county, and we want to be a viable county where economic growth is, you know, is going on all the time, and we feel like we're a part of that. We want to assist in that.
It was a relatively mild and relatively short real winter season that we had. That has to have been a financial bonus to you because you weren't out plowing streets and taking care of roads early in the morning and probably asking your crew to work some overtime this winter.
You know, it's funny you mention that because we all remember those years where we had that year where we had the two big snows like back to back within two or three weeks of each other. And when it was 30 below zero. And at that point in time, we went out and bought new snow plows, a couple new snow plows, because we, you know, obviously we want to get the roads clean, get people where they need to go. Charlie, I don't think we've used those once in the last 4 or 5 years since we purchased them. If I'd have known this, I'd bought them when I first came into office. And maybe would have prevented all these bad snow events. But
now, at least now
absolutely right. What I try to do a lot of times, because I don't have the money to pay a lot of overtime, is we try to do some comp time with the guys to come in on weekends, and we haven't had to do that, which really helps me out. Because when we get into the summertime, it really gets labor-intensive. With this rain, when it gets to be 80 and 90 degrees, the grass is going to jump on us. And, you know, right now I've just got two brush hogs. We're talking about a third one, but it's, you know, if we don't hit it every other week this time here, the grass is 3 and 4 foot deep. And on top of the mowing, you're trying to keep the roads maintained, and someone may need a culvert pipe. So the labor intensity really picks up here for the next few, well, for about the next 6 months, to be honest.
There was a decision that I believe you helped to move forward in the committee commissioners' meetings as far as doing some refinancing work on the jail project and trying to, again, save some dollars and keep up with some work there at the jail. I don't remember all the specifics, but I know that you were the kind of leading the way on that one.
Yeah, what had happened, Charlie, and this is amazing, and it's a little bit frustrating to me. It's just the way the world operates. Our video equipment was already becoming obsolete 5 or 6 years in, and it's expensive equipment. And obviously the risk is way too high. We have to have 24/7 monitoring of every square foot of that jail. And for our liability, for our own protection. And we wanted to update the camera system and make sure there was just never a chance of any failure. And a lot of that's driving that. I sit on the State Board of County Commissioners that manages our risk pool, and our jails are just a horrible risk for all of us, counties around the state. The biggest potential risk in any county is the city block that their jail sits on because of things that happen in those facilities that shouldn't be happening. We've had an excellent sheriff. We have no issues. But I'm telling you, some counties around the state it's just have horrible issues. And in a settlement sometimes, there's the only way to generate the funds to pay these settlements off in a couple of counties is they've had to add sales tax, 4 cents, 3/8 cents over a long period of time to do nothing but pay a settlement off for a lawsuit on the jail. And I would never, ever want our taxpayers to be faced with something like that. And so anything and all means can be taken to prevent issues like this arising, we've just got to stay on top of. And that's what drove that. It wasn't an easy decision, but it was a way to generate the money to pay for that equipment without, you know, just completely robbing funds or working on a tight budget anyway.
Well, I think anybody that manages the purchase of computer equipment knows they have sometimes a pretty short life cycle anymore because of upgrades and things that need to be done. Mike, we got about a minute and a half left. Just looking again at what you would like to accomplish if the taxpayers give you another term, what's on the dream sheet for Mike for the next several years?
Well, and obviously I think I addressed it pretty heavily earlier. I want to actually wrap up. I would love to wrap up all the bridges in the south end of the county. So, like I said, we could really focus on road surfaces. You know, people have a lot of money now, invested in their vehicles, and they want good roads to drive on. You know, there's still places where we have gravel roads, and people would love for us to solid surface them so dust isn't an issue, and I understand that, and would like to do that for various roads. I mean, about 70% of my roads probably in the south end of the county have a solid surface, either a chip and seal or a blacktop. People pleaser. Obviously, we'd like to please everyone, and it's not always easy to do, and we do what we can, and we try to do what manage the money the best we can. And, you know, we've kept the county on solid financial footing. I'd like to continue that. It's not something I want to do, go to the taxpayers for more money. I'd like to be able to operate them the means that we have. And we actually have a quarter cent going off a year from July. So your sales tax will drop back. I believe it'd be 8.65. Charlie, you may have to correct me on that. I think we're at 8.9 now.
That's the ballpark, if it's not exact, yeah.
I think I'm pretty close. And those are obviously my objectives. We've got a good group, got a good work with the budget board, 8 elected officials, and putting the budget together every year. It's a solid group of people. Enjoy working with. I just think it's a good team. I'd like to continue.
Well, I'm sorry, go ahead.
You know, if the voters are fine with me.
Talking about that, I know that you're getting the word out and trying to talk to people, one-on-one or small groups, and I think there's a forum or two between now and the primary where you'll get to, you know, answer some questions for people. But you're probably going to be out knocking on some doors and visiting some businesses somewhere along the way.
Well, I'm trying to time that right, probably in June. You know, you start a lot of the walking. And I have a program for the Green Country Women's. I believe it's a week from Thursday at lunch where we'll be doing a program on the county. And then I think there's a June 19 quorum.
Yes.
I believe that's the proper day, or the correct date, a week before the election. So, yeah, there's going to be several opportunities for me to be out in front of people. And obviously, if I'm easy to get a hold of, easy to find, my cell number is 914-9182. If anyone has any questions they would like to talk to me about personally, I feel like easily accessible and easy to talk to, so you know, don't feel like you can't call me at any time, Charlie.
Well, I will, can, and do, but I want the voters to be able to have the same privilege. Mike, thank you very much. I appreciate your time, and thank you for spending about 20 minutes with us this morning. Thank you very much.
Hey, Charlie, thank you very much. Always appreciate the opportunity.
County Commissioner Mike Dunlap on a Community Connection on 1400 K1. We're just talking with customers at the Gusher Car Wash.